You're listening to The Ancient Tradition, a Wonk Media production. Music provided by Joseph McDade. Here's your host, Dr. Jack Logan.
Welcome to The Ancient Tradition. I'm your host, Jack Logan. In this podcast, Audio Writ, you'll find recordings of ancient and modern writings that are directly relevant to the ancient tradition, which refers to the first religious tradition imparted to human beings in the beginning. On this platform, you can find an entire podcast dedicated to trying to reconstruct that first religious tradition from all of the evidence that we can find in the historical record. If you haven't given it a listen, just search for The Ancient Tradition Podcast or visit our website, theancienttradition.com. Or you can also check out our new YouTube channel. Just search for The Ancient Tradition. Today's audio recording, chapters 41 to 60 of the Book of the Holy Secrets of Enoch, comes from the Scriptural Research Institute's 21st century English translation, which is based on Morfill and Sokolov's earlier 20th century English translations. The date of the original text of the Book of the Holy Secrets of Enoch is unknown, but scholars date it to at least as early as the 1st century AD. The Book of the Holy Secrets of Enoch, chapter 41. Enoch continued, "I saw all of our forefathers from the time of Adam and Eve, and I sighed and cried and said concerning their dishonorable depravity, Oh, how terrible for me and my infirmity and that of my ancestors, and thought in my heart and said, Blessed is the man who has not been born, or who has been born, but has not sinned before the Lord's face, so that he will not come into this place or carry the yoke of this place." Chapter 42. Enoch continued, "I saw the watchers of the portals of Hades standing as great reptiles, and their faces were like darkened lamps, yet their eyes were flaming, and their sharp teeth down to their chests. I said to their faces, It would have been better if I had not seen you, or heard of your works, or that any member of my tribe had been brought to you, or known how little they had sinned, yet the eternal life of suffering they will endure forever. I ascended to the east, into the paradise of Eden, where peace is prepared for the righteous. It is open as high as the third sky, but cut off from this world. The watchers are stationed at the very large portals to the east of the sun, flaming angels singing songs of victory, never silent, but celebrating the arrival of the righteous. When the final one arrives, he will bring out Adam and the ancestors, and he will bring them from there so that they will be filled with joy. As someone invites his best friends to have dinner with him, and they meet in joy and talk in front of the man's palace, waiting with joyful anticipation to have dinner in a delightful setting and riches that cannot be measured, and joy and happiness in eternal life and light. I say to you, my children, happy is the one who reveres the name of the Lord and who serves before him always, and who arranges his sacrifices in fear, sacrifices of life, and who in this life lives and dies correctly. Happy is he who carries out the righteous judgment, not for the sake of payment, but for justice, not expecting any repayment, and the repayment will be that the judgment that follows will be without favoritism. Happy is he who clothes the naked with his own garment and gives the hungry his bread. Happy is he who judges righteously for the orphan and widow, and he who helps anyone who is treated unjustly. Happy is he who turns away from the secular path in his vain world and walks the right path and who lives that life without end. Happy is he who sows the right seed, for he shall harvest seven times as much. Happy is he who lives in truth and speaks truthfully with his neighbor. Happy is he who has compassion on his lips and kindness in his heart. Happy is he who understands all the works of the Lord, performed by the Lord, and praises him. All the works of the Lord are good, but the works of mankind, some are good and some are evil. But their works, those who lie and blaspheme, are recognized." Chapter 43. Enoch continued, "I, my children, have written down every just decree and every just decision, just as the Lord commanded me. In all these things I discovered the differences. For just as one year is more honorable than another, so one man is more honorable than another. Some because he has too much property, some because of mercy in his heart, some because of his singular intelligence, some because of his skill, some because of the silence of his lips, some because of his purity, some because of his strength, some because of his handsomeness, some because of his youth, some because of his penetrating mind, some because of his bodily appearance, and some because of his abundant feelings. Even though all these sayings are heard everywhere, nevertheless, there is none better than he who fears God. He will be the most glorious in that age. Chapter 44. Enoch continued. The Lord created man with his own hands, having a face like his own. Both small and great the Lord made them. Whoever insults a person's face also insult the face of the king, and treats the face of the Lord with disrespect. He who treats the face of anyone with contempt treats the face of the Lord with contempt. He who vents his anger on any man without cause will reap the Lord's anger, and he will cut him down. He who spits on the face of man insultingly will reap the same in the Lord's great judgment. Blessed is the man who does not direct his heart with hatred against any man, and helps the injured and condemned, and lifts up the broken, and will do charity for the needy, because on that day of the great judgment, every weight, every measure, and every scale will be just as they are in the market. That is to say, each will be weighed in the balance, and each will stand in the market, and everyone will learn his own measure, and according to his measure will receive his reward. Chapter 45. Enoch continued. Whoever is quick to make offerings before the Lord's face, the Lord will also rush to accept that offering, but will not perform righteous judgment for him. Whoever lights many lamps before the Lord's face, the Lord will make many treasures a storeroom for him in the highest kingdom. Does the Lord demand bread, fires, sheep, oxen, or any other sacrifices at all? That is nothing. God demands pure hearts and only tests the heart of man in that way. Chapter 46. Enoch continued. Listen, my people, and pay attention to what I have to say. If anyone brings any gifts to an earthly king, yet has treacherous thoughts in his heart, and the king knows it, won't he be angry with him? Won't he refuse his gifts and hand him over for judgment? If anyone convinces someone to perjure himself, using a deceitful tongue and evil in his heart, will he not be conscious of the treachery of his heart? And will he not condemn himself, since his falsehood was obvious to everyone? When the Lord sends out the great light, then there will be a true judgment without favoritism for both honest and dishonest alike, and no one will escape notice. Chapter 47. Enoch continued. Now, my children, keep these thoughts in your hearts and pay attention to the words of your father, which I have passed on to you from the Lord's lips. Take these books in your father's handwriting and read them. There are many books, and in them you will learn the Lord's works, all that has been from the beginning of creation, and that will be until the end of time, but in none of them explain it as directly as my writings. There is no one besides the Lord, neither in heaven or on earth, or the deepest places or in the firmament. The Lord is the one who laid the foundations upon this invisible thing, and he is the one who spread out the skies above the visible and invisible things. He solidified the earth above the waters, and he placed the waters upon the unfixed things, and he created the uncountable creatures. Who has counted the dust on the earth, or the sand of the sea, or the drops of rain, or the dew, or the blowing winds? Who is it that joined the land and the sea together with unbreakable bonds, and cut the stars out of the fire, and decorated the sky, and put in among them? Chapter 48. The sun, so he could travel along the seven circles of the sky, which were appointed with 182 flying chariots, so it goes down on shorter days, and again 182, that it goes down on longer days. He has two flying chariots on which he rests, where he turns back the other direction above the lunar flying chariots. From the 17th day of the month Sivan, it sinks below the month Tevet. And from the 17th of Tevet, it climbs, and so it draws close to the earth. And then the earth is happy and grows its fruit. But when it goes away, the earth is sad, and trees and plants have no flowers. All this he measured precisely in hours, and fixed its movements to his measurements through his wisdom of the visible and the invisible. From the invisible he made all visible things. Also, he himself is invisible. So I am making it known to you, my children. Copy the books for your children, for all your generations, and for the nations who are wise enough to fear God. Let them receive copies. May they come to love them more than any sweet food on earth, and read them and follow them. Those who do not understand the Lord and are not afraid of God, who do not accept them, but instead renounce them, a terrible judgment awaits them. Happy is the man who will carry their yoke and will drag it around, for he will be found on that day of the great judgment. Chapter 49. Enoch continued, I swear to you, my children, but I don't swear by an oath or by the sky or earth or any creature the Lord created, as the Lord said, quote, there is no oath in me or injustice, but only truth. So if there is no truth in men, let them take an oath through the words yes, yes, or else no, no. I swear to you, yes, yes, that there has been no man in his mother's womb, but that already beforehand there is a place prepared for him, and scales measure how long he will live in this world. Yes, children, don't deceive yourselves, for a place has already been prepared ahead of time for each human. Chapter 50. Enoch continued, I have written down everyone's life who will be born on earth, and none born on earth can remain hidden or hide his works. I see everything like in a mirror. Now, therefore, my children, remain patient and meek for all of your days, so that you inherit eternal life. Endure for the sake of the Lord every assault, every persecution, every evil word. If persecution comes against you on account of the Lord, endure them for the sake of the Lord. And if you can take vengeance 100 times over, do not take revenge, neither on those close to you or those far away. The Lord is the one that will take revenge, and he will be your vengeance on the day of his great judgment. There is no need for acts of retribution from humans, but only from the Lord. Let each of you accept the loss of gold and silver on account of a brother, so he may receive a full treasury in that age. Do not mistreat widows, orphans, and foreigners, so God's anger does not come against you. Chapter 51. Enoch continued, Reach out your hands to the poor according to your ability. Don't hide your silver in the earth. Help the faithful man who is suffering, and then affliction will not find you in the time of your trouble. Every kind of terrible and cruel yoke that comes on you for the sake of the Lord, carry it, and you will find your reward in the day of judgment. It is good to go in the morning, midday, and evening to the Lord's temple to praise your Creator. Because every breathing thing praises him, and every creature, both visible and invisible, praises him. Chapter 52. Enoch continued, Blessed is the man who opens his lips to praise the God Sabbath, but praises the Lord in his heart. Cursed is everyone who allows his hearth to be contemptuous and insults the poor and slanders his neighbor because he slanders God. Blessed is he who opens his lips, blessing and praising God. Cursed before the Lord for all the days of his life is he who opens his lips to curse and blaspheme. Blessed is he who blesses all the Lord's works. Cursed is he who despises the Lord's creatures. Blessed is he who looks carefully to raising up the works of his own hands. Cursed is he who looks to and is eager to destroy another. Blessed is he who keeps the foundations of his earliest forefathers made firm from the beginning. Cursed is he who breaks the agreements of his forefathers. Blessed is he who cultivates peace and love. Cursed is he who disturbs those who are peaceful through love. Blessed is he who, even though he does not speak peacefully with his tongue, nevertheless is peaceful in his heart towards all. Cursed is he who speaks peace with his tongue, but there is no peace in his heart, but instead a sword. For all these things will be exposed in the weighing scales and in the books on the day of the great judgment. Chapter 53. Enoch continued, Now, my children, do not say, Our father is standing before God and is praying for our sins, as there is there no helper for anyone who has sinned. You see how I wrote all works of everyone before his creation, all that is done by all men for all time. No one can contradict my writing, because the Lord sees all the evil thoughts of men, how they are vain when they lie in the storehouses of the heart. Now, my children, pay attention to all the words of your father, whatever I say to you, so you will not have regrets, saying, Our fathers warned us. Chapter 54. At that time, about this ignorance of ours, about these books, which I have given you as an inheritance of peace, hand them to all who want them, and instruct them that they may see the Lord's very marvelous works. Chapter 55. Enoch continued, My children, look, my prescribed day has approached, and the appointed time confronts me. For the angels who will take me with them are standing before me and urge me on to my departure from you. They are standing here on earth, awaiting as they were told. Tomorrow morning I will go up to the highest sky, to my eternal inheritance. Therefore I am commanding you, my children, do what is pleasing before the Lord's face. Chapter 56. Methuselah, having answered his father Enoch, said, What is pleasing to your eyes, Enoch? Let's prepare food for you so that you can bless our homes and your sons, and that your people may be glorified through you. And then after that, we can leave you as the Lord wills. Enoch answered his son Methuselah, Listen, child, from the time the Lord anointed me with the ointment of his glory, I have not eaten, and my mind does not remember earthly pleasures, and I do not crave anything earthly. Chapter 57. My child Methuselah, call your brothers and all your house and the elders of the people so I may talk to them before I leave, as has been ordained for me. Methuselah rushed to summon his brothers, Regem, Rim, Ashkan, Chemarion, Arad, and all the elders of the people to come before his father Enoch. And he blessed them and said to them. Chapter 58. Listen to me today, my children. In the days of our forefather Adam, the Lord came down to the earth for Adam's sake. He visited all the creatures that had been created in the beginning of the thousand ages before he created Adam. The Lord called all the animals on the earth, all the reptiles and all the birds that fly in the air, and brought them all before the face of our father Adam. So Adam could name all things living on earth. The Lord called all the animals on the earth, all the reptiles and all the birds that fly in the air, and brought them all before the face of our father Adam. So Adam could name all things living on the earth. The Lord appointed him king over all and subjected to him all things and made them dumb and stupid so that they be commanded by man and be in subjection and obedience to him and also every human. The Lord created mankind to be the overlords of his creations, and the Lord will not judge a single animal mind because of humanity, but will judge humanity because of the minds of animals. In the great age, there will be a special place for humans. Just as every human mind is accounted for, it is also the same for animal minds. Not a single mind that the Lord has created will die until the great judgment. And every kind of animal mind will accuse the humans that have fed on them sinfully. Chapter 59. Enoch continued, Whoever behaves lawlessly with the mind of animals corrupts his own mind. A man brings a clean animal to make a sacrifice on account of sin, so he may cure his mind. If he brings the sacrifice from among the clean animals and birds, then the man is cured, and he will be cured in his mind. Everything that has been given to you as food, tie up by 4 feet in order to make the cure properly. Whoever kills an animal without tying it up kills his own mind and corrupts his own flesh. He who harms any animal in secret, it is an evil practice, and he corrupts his own mind. Chapter 60. Enoch continued. He who plots the murder of a man's mind kills his own mind and murders his own body, and there is no cure for him for all time. He who traps a man in any snare will be trapped by it himself, and there is no cure for him for all time. He who lies in wait to kill a man, his retribution will not be less at the great judgment of eternity. He who works treacherously or says anything evil against any mind will not receive righteousness for himself in eternity. That concludes the book of the Holy Secrets of Enoch, chapters 41 to 60. I hope you enjoyed this audio recording. The book of the Holy Secrets of Enoch is one of the world's most important religious texts, and it plays a very important role on our sister podcast, where we dive into comparative religion and share with you the amazing, mind-boggling parallels between religious traditions. I highly recommend checking it out. Just search for the Ancient Tradition Podcast. That wraps up this edition of Audio Writ. Remember, in the words of William Shakespeare, knowledge is the wing wherewith we fly to heaven. I'm Jack Logan.
You've been listening to The Ancient Tradition, a Wonk Media production.